Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
I haven't seen this segment before. You like to finish with a bang, is it?
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, the Springboks name an imposing squad for the first test with Ireland. Willie Falloon rings the changes for Ireland's second pool game at the Under-20 World Championship. And it's deja vu for Leinster as the draw for the Investec Champions Cup pool stage is made. First up today, Razzie Erasmus has flexed his muscle for the first test between South Africa and Ireland this Saturday in Pretoria. 12 of the team that started in last year's World Cup final will start once again this weekend. The other three, Vili Leroux, Quagga Smith and Oxen Che, were all introduced off the bench that night. Erasmus has gone with a 6-2 split on the bench, which includes three players who weren't involved against the All Blacks in October, those being prop Gerhard Steenekamp, Stormers lock Salman Morat and his clubmate Sasha Imamazulu. Meanwhile, Eben Etzebeth feels he was targeted by the Irish media following his comments about the last meeting of the sides. Speaking in May, Etzebeth revealed that a number of the Irish squad told him that they'd see the box again in the World Cup final after Ireland had beaten them in the pool stage at the Stade de France, and Etzebeth was sticking to a story today.
Yeah, I would say the Irish media definitely targeted me after that incident. Look, I said what I said, and it was off the game, and I see a lot of them said up how I could count exactly to that certain amount. I mean, you just obviously give an estimate. It was definitely not less than 6 or 7, and wasn't not more than 20 of them. So just gave an estimate, and yeah, I mean, like I said, I said what I said. Like, we'll never after the game tell a team we'll see you in the final if there's so many rugby still to be played. Maybe that was their way to say they think we're a good side and we might make it all the way through. I don't know, but yeah, people definitely interpreted that a bit wrong to get a bit out of context.
Razzie Erasmus' deputy for the last few meetings with Ireland, Jacques Nienaber, is now the senior coach at Leinster. He was asked today if that will likely offer Ireland a unique insight into the box.
Yeah, no, definitely they will, without a doubt. But Jacques phones me every night and tells me everything about Ireland. No, rugby is a professional game, and certainly you will implement things there what worked for us here. Some of them you can clearly see. Some of them are working. Some of them are not working because players and countries and cultures are different, and coaches are different when you're in different cultures and countries. I remember when I was in Munster, you've been out of your comfort zone and you don't always read body language, and when you said something you're not quite sure that this guy get what I was trying to say there. But you know, Argus Neyman played for Munster, you know, he's our Leinster boy, you know. What you can nowadays see on television, and if you follow teams on Twitter, they post all their drills and stuff on Twitter nowadays a lot, so you can see who's basically sometimes think who's starting and who's wearing the bib and who's not wearing the bib and those kind of things. So one thing I can promise you, I will never put Jock in a position where he has his people he's working with and team he loves currently, which is Leinster, think he would in any way help us. But I also trust him not to tell him like names of moves and calls and those kind of things. So I'm not worried about that.
So let's take you through that South African team for Saturday. Vili Leroux starts at full back. On the wings are Cheslin Colby and Kurt Lee Arenza. In the centre, it's Jesse Creel and Damian Dayalende. Andre Pollard and Faf de Klerk are the halfbacks. It's a front row of Oxen Che, Bongi Mbanambi and Franz Malherbe. A second row then of Eben Etzebeth and Franco Mostert. Sia Khaleesi captains the side from blindside flanker. Peter Steph Dutoit is on the open and Quagga Smith starts at number 8. The replacements for the box are Malcolm Marks, Gerhard Steenekamp, Vincent Koch, Salman Morat, Orji Snyman, Marco van Staden, Grant Williams and Sasha Feinberg Imamazulu. Ireland forwards coach Paul O'Connell was also in front of the media today. He says Ireland will need to be better at the set piece if they're to stand a chance of victory in Pretoria.
It's always a big factor against them. They're an excellent set piece side. They're an excellent line out side. They always have been. Cut us out at the start of the game in the World Cup, and it was pretty disappointing. It was frustrating. I was delighted with how the players kind of managed their way through it and got through it. But it'll always be a challenge. I think, two of their line-out operators, Mostert and Etzebeth, are two of the best of the business. Etzebeth in particular is very good at the front of the line-out. Mostert generally covers everything at the back of the line-out. So they're a really good side, and I suppose we've been a little bit specific about them, but it's mainly been about doing our stuff a little bit better across the board. And boys enjoy doing that. We enjoy focusing on ourselves. I think you have to have a focus on the opposition and what they're going to do, but by and large we focus on ourselves probably a little bit more than we did back in my playing days, and I think the boys enjoy that, and I certainly enjoy it as a coach as well.
O'Connell also highlighted the need for accuracy at the breakdown on Saturday.
Well, breakdown has become a massive part of the game everywhere. You look at the French final last week, you look at the European Cup final, you look at France playing at the moment, you look at South Africa playing. It's a real battlefield, it's gone back a little bit old school, where teams are a lot more willing to risk putting numbers into the breakdown and creating a little bit of havoc in that breakdown. I think teams have gotten very good at pick and choosing their moments based on the position of the field that a team is in to go after certain breakdowns. They're very good at sensing a little bit of vulnerability, whether it's numbers, whether it's someone with a bad body shape at a ruck. The decision making at the breakdown has almost become like the decision making that players have with ball in hand, or the decision making that players have to do when they're attacking. And it's a big challenge for us. Any time you play South Africa, the breakdown is always a big challenge, because our boys really enjoy it as well. We have some excellent poachers, some real good counter ruckers, very good decision makers at the breakdown. So it'll be a big part of the game at the weekend.
Willie Falloon's made a handful of changes to his Ireland side for Thursday's date with Georgia in the World Under 20 Championship. There'll be a debut at this level for Leinster's Reuben Maloney, who replaces Hugo McLaughlin on the wing. The other changes among the backs see Hugh Gavin start at inside centre and Sean Nocton replace Jack Murphy at head half. There are two alterations to the front row, with Leinster duo Stephen Smith and Andrew Sparrow in for Danny Sheehan and Patrice Bell. The other switch is in the second row, where James McKillop will pack down alongside captain Evan O'Connell. So that Ireland team to face Georgia on Thursday in Stellenbosch sees Ben O'Connor continue at full-back. On the wings are Davy Culbert and the debutant Reuben Maloney, a centre partnership then of Sam Berman and Hugh Gavin. Sean Nocton is partnered in the halfbacks by Oliver Coffey. Jacob Boyd, Stephen Smith and Andrew Sparrow are the front row. James McKillop and captain Evan O'Connell are in the second row. Shawnee Dogbo, Max Flynn and Luke Murphy are all named in the back row. On the bench for Ireland, potential debutant Mikey Yarr, Emmett Calvey, Patrice Bell, Alan Spicer, Brian Gleeson, Tyke Brophy, Jack Murphy and Finn Tracy. For the fifth consecutive season, Leinster will play La Rochelle in the Investec Champions Cup. They've been drawn together in Pool 2, along with Claremont, Bristol, Benetton and Bath. Munster are in Pool 3, along with Northampton, Castres, Saracens, the Vodacom Bulls and Stade Francais. Ulster were drawn in Pool 1 with Bordeaux, Toulouse, Exeter, Leicester and the Sharks. The pool with no Irish involvement, that's Pool 4, is made up of Glasgow Warriors, Racing 92, Sale, the DHL Stormers, Toulon and Harlequins. Connacht, meanwhile, have been drawn in Pool 1 for the Challenge Cup, where they'll be joined by Cardiff, Perpignan, Lyon, Zebre and the Toyota Cheetahs. The pool stages begin in the first week in December. Finally, some transfer news. Mako Vunipola has indeed completed a move to France, but he won't be joining his brother Billy at Montpellier. Instead, the former England prop has signed for newly promoted Top 14 club Vannes. Vunipola has signed a two-year contract with the Breton club. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you later in the week. Until then, thanks for listening.